Cambridge Assessment International Education. Cambridge IGCSE. Examination in English as an Additional Language. Paper 1. Listening. Questions 1 to 8. You will hear some short recordings. You will hear each recording twice. For questions 1 to 8, tick the correct box, A to D. You are at a train station with a friend. Question 1. Your friend says something.
Our train is at 11:30.
What time does your train leave?
Our train is at 11:30.
What time does your train leave? Question 2. Your friend tells you something.
I'm just going to buy a newspaper.
Where is your friend going?
I'm just going to buy a newspaper.
Where is your friend going? Question 3. When your friend comes back, she asks you something.
Have you got my sunglasses?
What is your friend looking for?
Have you got my sunglasses?
What is your friend looking for? Question 4. You hear an announcement at the station.
The next train to London will be from Platform 7.
Which platform will the London train leave from?
The next train to London will be from Platform 7.
Which platform will the London train leave from? Question 5. You and your friend are now travelling on the train. You hear an announcement.
Unfortunately, there is a tree on the railway. So we will arrive late.
Why will your train arrive late?
Unfortunately, there is a tree on the railway. So we will arrive late.
Why will your train arrive late? Question 6. Your friend is looking out of the window on the train. Your friend says something.
Look, there's a really nice river over there.
What can your friend see?
Look. There's a really nice river over there.
What can your friend see? Question 7. A little bit later, your friend says something else.
I think I'm going to listen to some music.
What does your friend want to do now?
I think I'm going to listen to some music.
What does your friend want to do now? Question 8. You and your friend are leaving the train. Your friend asks you a question.
Would you like to go to the theatre tonight?
Where does your friend want to go this evening?
Would you like to go to the theatre tonight?
Where does your friend want to go this evening? Questions 9 to 14. You will hear a guide making an announcement at the beginning of a tour of a recycling centre. You will hear the announcement twice. There will be a pause during the announcement. For questions 9 to 14, tick the correct box, A to D. You now have some time to read the questions. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Recycling Centre. I'll be your guide on the tour of the centre. Could you please leave your backpacks on the table here? You can't take them with you, and they'll be completely safe here. The first thing you'll see on the tour is the large room where we recycle all the metal cans. It's very interesting seeing what happens to them. We recycle most things here already. From next year, we'll be able to recycle electrical equipment, like computers and televisions too. At the end of the tour, I'll take you to the classroom we have at the recycling centre. You'll do some work there about what happens to the things we recycle. After that, the manager of the recycling centre will give a talk about the problem of plastic, like used shopping bags in the world's oceans. You'll each get a small free gift before you leave. It's a pair of socks, which are actually made from things we recycle here. You will now hear the recording again. Hello, everyone. And welcome to the Recycling Centre. I'll be your guide on the tour of the centre. Could you please leave your backpacks on the table here? You can't take them with you, and they'll be completely safe here. The first thing you'll see on the tour is the large room where we recycle all the metal cans. It's very interesting seeing what happens to them. We recycle most things here already. From next year, we'll be able to recycle electrical equipment, like computers and televisions too. At the end of the tour, I'll take you to the classroom we have at the recycling centre. You'll do some work there about what happens to the things we recycle. After that,
the manager of the recycling centre, will give a talk about the problem of plastic, like used shopping bags in the world's oceans. You'll each get a small free gift before you leave. It's a pair of socks, which are actually made from things we recycle here. Questions 15 to 19. You will hear two teenagers having a conversation about the parks in their city. You will hear the conversation twice. For questions 15 to 19, choose the information A to F that matches each park. For each park, write the correct letter A to F on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have some time to read the information below.
We are very lucky to have so many parks in our city. I think my favorite is probably West Park.
Yes, I really like it too. The flowers there make it look amazing. Except for a couple of months in the middle of winter, of course.
They do. I really like City Park too.
Yes, but the only problem with it is that it's quite far from where we live. It takes over half an hour to get there.
So, what do you think about Riverside Park?
I really enjoy going there, especially because the cafe opposite the entrance does nice lunches.
That's true. I've never actually been to Kings Park. What's it like?
I don't visit it very much, but I really enjoy it when I do. I've seen over 20 different kinds of birds there. And rabbits, and other animals, too.
That sounds great. I'd love to come with you next time you go. How often do you go to Hill Park?
I usually go there about once a month, with a big group of friends. We all like playing different things. Some like football, others baseball. And it's the only park in the city that has enough space for all of them.
You will now hear the conversation again.
We are very lucky to have so many parks in our city. I think my favorite is probably West Park.
Yes, I really like it too. The flowers there make it look amazing. Except for a couple of months in the middle of winter, of course.
They do. I really like City Park too.
Yes. But the only problem with it is that it's quite far from where we live. It takes over half an hour to get there.
So, what do you think about Riverside Park?
I really enjoy going there, especially because the cafe opposite the entrance does nice lunches.
That's true. I've never actually been to Kings Park. What's it like?
I don't visit it very much, but I really enjoy it when I do. I've seen over 20 different kinds of birds there, and rabbits, and other animals too.
That sounds great. I'd love to come with you next time you go. How often do you go to Hill Park?
I usually go there about once a month, with a big group of friends. We all like playing different things. Some like football, others baseball. And it's the only park in the city that has enough space for all of them.
Questions 20 to 28. You will hear two interviews, one with Sarah and one with Emil. They are talking about the things they do at the weekend. There will be a pause between the two interviews. Part 1. Questions 20 to 24. You will now hear the interview with Sarah twice. For questions 20 to 24, tick the correct box, A to C. You now have some time to read the questions.
Sarah, what do you usually do in the morning at the start of the weekend?
In my country, weekends are Saturday and Sunday. I know it's different in some places. Anyway, on Saturday mornings, I do stuff I don't enjoy. So while my parents are shopping, I complete any homework I've got.
And in the afternoon?
I play football. My brothers are much older than me and have other interests, but two cousins about my age live nearby and we love playing together.
How do you spend Saturday evenings?
My favourite TV programme's on then. I can't wait until it comes on each week. It probably sounds a bit dull, but I love it.
Do you do similar things on Sundays?
Not usually. I used to go to see a film every week, but it got too expensive. I live near the sea, though, so I go swimming there most weeks.
And where do you eat at lunchtime?
At a cafe nearby. I'm always too hungry for just an ice cream, and the cafe makes the most amazing curry, so I have one of those. My favourite meal of the week.
You will now hear the interview with Sarah again.
Sarah, what do you usually do in the morning at the start of the weekend?
In my country, weekends are Saturday and Sunday. I know it's different in some places. Anyway, on Saturday mornings, I do stuff I don't enjoy. So while my parents are shopping, I complete any homework I've got.
And in the afternoon?
I play football. My brothers are much older than me and have other interests, but two cousins about my age live nearby and we love playing together.
How do you spend Saturday evenings?
My favourite TV programme's on then. I can't wait until it comes on each week. It probably sounds a bit dull, but I love it.
Do you do similar things on Sundays?
Not usually. I used to go to see a film every week, but it got too expensive. I live near the sea, though, so I go swimming there most weeks.
And where do you eat at lunchtime?
At a cafe nearby. I'm always too hungry for just an ice cream, and the cafe makes the most amazing curry, so I have one of those. My favourite meal of the week.
Part 2. Questions 25 to 28. You will now hear the interview with Emil twice. For questions 25 to 28, tick the correct box, A to C. You now have some time to read the questions.
What's the best thing about weekends, Emil?
I like spending time with friends. But what I particularly love is not feeling like I have to hurry all the time. Just being able to take it easy.
Do you sometimes watch films at the weekend?
Yes, especially ones that make me laugh. Scary films are okay sometimes too.
And do you listen to music at the weekend?
I do, when I'm helping my parents. It's a bit strange, but I actually enjoy ironing. So I always have my headphones on when I'm doing that and Mum and Dad are gardening.
What did you do last weekend?
I helped Mum and Dad paint the living room. I wanted it to be green, but they preferred red. And as they were buying the paint, they made the final decision.
You will now hear the interview with Emil again.
What's the best thing about weekends, Emil?
I like spending time with friends. But what I particularly love is not feeling like I have to hurry all the time. Just being able to take it easy.
Do you sometimes watch films at the weekend?
Yes, especially ones that make me laugh. Scary films are okay sometimes too.
And do you listen to music at the weekend?
I do, when I'm helping my parents. It's a bit strange, but I actually enjoy ironing. So I always have my headphones on when I'm doing that and Mum and Dad are gardening.
What did you do last weekend?
I helped Mum and Dad paint the living room. I wanted it to be green, but they preferred red. And as they were buying the paint, they made the final decision.
Questions 29 to 34. You will hear Ruby telling her friend Oliver about a two-day music festival she went to with her parents. You will hear the conversation twice. There will be a pause during the conversation. For questions 29 to 34, tick the correct box, A to D. You now have some time to read the questions.
Hi, Oliver.
Oh, hi, Ruby. How are you?
Great. I've just been to a fantastic two-day music festival with my parents.
Oh, wow. How did they find out about it?
It's quite a small festival, so not the kind that advertises on TV or even in popular music magazines. In fact, my dad saw a notice for it on the internet a few weeks ago.
Oh, right. So what was it like when you first arrived?
I know I said it was a small festival, but it didn't seem that way when we got there. There were cars everywhere, all trying to get into the car park. Fortunately, there were signs showing exactly where to go, and we made sure we got there early, just in case.
That's good. What was it like when the first band came on?
Well, I knew hearing music at such a high volume would have a very different effect on me than listening to it at home. What I didn't realise, though, was everyone in the crowd would scream and generally go crazy as soon as the music started.
So, did you have to sleep in a tent at the festival?
Of course. My parents borrowed one from some friends who have a big family, so there was no problem with space. They've used it every holiday for the last 30 years, so it wasn't exactly modern. Luckily, it didn't rain, as I'm sure there were holes in the roof.
What was the food like at the festival?
Not bad, actually. I thought there'd be just burgers and other fast food, but there were places selling dishes from all over the world, including plenty of things without meat in, and salads and stuff like that.
And did you see a band that you particularly liked?
Yes, I did. They played on the second day, right at the end of the festival, and I couldn't take my eyes off them. It's not that they danced around on stage like lots of great musicians do, but I'd just never heard music like it before. And I've listened to lots of different kinds of music. They didn't say much about themselves between songs, so I'd like to find out more about them.
Sounds like fun.
You will now hear the conversation again.
Hi, Oliver.
Oh, hi, Ruby. How are you?
Great. I've just been to a fantastic two-day music festival with my parents.
Oh, wow. How did they find out about it?
It's quite a small festival, so not the kind that advertises on TV or even in popular music magazines. In fact, my dad saw a notice for it on the internet a few weeks ago.
Oh, right. So what was it like when you first arrived?
I know I said it was a small festival, but it didn't seem that way when we got there. There were cars everywhere, all trying to get into the car park. Fortunately, there were signs showing exactly where to go, and we made sure we got there early, just in case.
That's good. What was it like when the first band came on?
Well, I knew hearing music at such a high volume would have a very different effect on me than listening to it at home. What I didn't realise, though, was everyone in the crowd would scream and generally go crazy as soon as the music started.
So, did you have to sleep in a tent at the festival?
Of course. My parents borrowed one from some friends who have a big family, so there was no problem with space. They've used it every holiday for the last 30 years, so it wasn't exactly modern. Luckily, it didn't rain, as I'm sure there were holes in the roof.
What was the food like at the festival?
Not bad, actually. I thought there'd be just burgers and other fast food, but there were places selling dishes from all over the world, including plenty of things without meat in, and salads and stuff like that.
And did you see a band that you particularly liked?
Yes, I did. They played on the second day, right at the end of the festival, and I couldn't take my eyes off them. It's not that they danced around on stage like lots of great musicians do, but I'd just never heard music like it before. And I've listened to lots of different kinds of music. They didn't say much about themselves between songs, so I'd like to find out more about them.
Sounds like fun.
Questions 35 to 37. You will hear a radio interview with a young artist called Rashid Amin. You will hear the interview twice. There will be two pauses during the interview. For each question, 35 to 37, choose the two true statements, A to E, and tick the correct boxes. You now have some time to read the questions.
In the studio today is young artist Rashid Amin. Rashid, have you always been a talented artist?
At primary school, I was no better than any of the other kids there, to be honest. I certainly never won any prizes for art back then.
So what happened after that?
After moving back to the UK from Holland, where I spent the first few years of my life, Mum and Dad had little interest in the subject, so I wasn't pushed towards art by them. But then, when I was 12, a well-known painter came into one of my art lessons. Watching her work was amazing. I wanted to be able to paint like her.
So how did you develop your artistic skills?
Firstly, I just painted. I never had many friends, but that didn't bother me because it meant I could spend more time painting. I also studied at a local art school a couple of times a week after dinner, but never had any real wish to do an art degree at university. Once I'd completed my education, I worked in a variety of places, but always found time for art. In fact, I'd rather give up work than painting.
You're a full-time artist now and have had several exhibitions. How were they?
The first one got very good reviews and lots of people attended. Others have been less successful, but I've learnt a lot from them.
So, tell me about your daily routine.
I have less energy in the afternoons, so I prefer to work in the morning and evening. If you've seen any of my paintings, you'll know that landscapes are my thing, rather than people.
And you teach art too, I believe.
I do. If I could, I'd only have classes with kids, because adults can be challenging. Actually, my aim is to one day produce a book showing people how to draw. Hopefully, I'll start working on that soon.
You will now hear the interview again.
In the studio today is young artist Rashid Amin. Rashid, have you always been a talented artist?
At primary school, I was no better than any of the other kids there, to be honest. I certainly never won any prizes for art back then.
So what happened after that?
After moving back to the UK from Holland, where I spent the first few years of my life, Mum and Dad had little interest in the subject, so I wasn't pushed towards art by them. But then, when I was 12, a well-known painter came into one of my art lessons. Watching her work was amazing. I wanted to be able to paint like her.
So how did you develop your artistic skills?
Firstly, I just painted. I never had many friends, but that didn't bother me because it meant I could spend more time painting. I also studied at a local art school a couple of times a week after dinner, but never had any real wish to do an art degree at university. Once I'd completed my education, I worked in a variety of places, but always found time for art. In fact, I'd rather give up work than painting.
You're a full-time artist now and have had several exhibitions. How were they?
The first one got very good reviews and lots of people attended. Others have been less successful, but I've learnt a lot from them.
So, tell me about your daily routine.
I have less energy in the afternoons, so I prefer to work in the morning and evening. If you've seen any of my paintings, you'll know that landscapes are my thing, rather than people.
And you teach art too, I believe.
I do. If I could, I'd only have classes with kids, because adults can be challenging. Actually, my aim is to one day produce a book showing people how to draw. Hopefully, I'll start working on that soon.
There will now be 6 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Follow the instructions on the answer sheet.
That is the end of the examination.